This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda in Odisha. The projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Behrampur and Udna and Surat in Gujarat. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister said Odisha is moving speedily ahead through a double-engine government. He confirmed that the central government has recently approved two semiconductor units in the state and plans to develop a semiconductor park, representing a significant step in advancing Odisha's industrial and technological growth.
चाहे टैक्स में कमी हो या फिर आधुनिक कनेक्टिविटी, हम सुविधा और समृद्धि का रास्ता बना रहे हैं। इससे उड़ीसा को बहुत फायदा हो रहा है। उड़ीसा में आज 6 वंदे भारत ट्रेनें चल रही है। करीब 60 रेलवे स्टेशनों का आधुनिकीकरण किया जा रहा है। झारसुगुड़ा का वीर सुरेंद्र राय एयरपोर्ट आज देश के कई प्रमुख शहरों से जुड़ चुका है। मिनरल्स और माइनिंग से अब उड़ीसा को कहीं अधिक पैसा मिल रहा है। सुभद्रा योजना से भी ओडिशा की माताओं बहनों को निरंतर सहायता मिल रही है।
The Prime Minister also launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers established by BSNL, including 92,600 with the latest 4G technology. Before the Bihar Assembly elections, the political activities have intensified in the state. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, on the second day of his Bihar visit, is holding discussions with party workers and leaders regarding the elections and strategies. During the meeting, Mr. Shah emphasized unity within the NDA and urged the workers to ensure a resounding majority for the party in the Assembly elections. Union Ministers of State Nityanand Rai and Shakti Rajbhushan Chaudhary, Bihar BJP President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with several senior party leaders, also attended the meeting. On the other hand, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is holding Karpuri Ati Pichhada Adhikar Sammelan at Patna. Meanwhile, AIMIM Chief Asaduddin Owaisi organized workers' conventions in several districts of the Simanchal region. India's charged Pakistan with glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about the India-Pakistan conflict, exercising India's right to reply at the UN General Assembly after Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's address. First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Peter Gehlot, blamed Pakistan of being responsible for terrorist attacks on Indian soil. She said the assembly witnessed absurd theatrics this morning from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who once again glorified terrorism, which is central to their foreign policy.
Till 9th May, Pakistan was threatening more attacks on India. But on 10th May, its military pleaded with us directly for a cessation to the fighting. The intervening event was the destruction caused to multiple Pakistani air bases by Indian forces. The pictures of that damage are, of course, publicly accessible. If destroyed runways and burnt-out hangars look like victory, as the Prime Minister claimed, Pakistan is welcome to enjoy it. The truth is that, as in the past, Pakistan is responsible for a terrorist attack on innocent civilians in India. We have exercised the right to defend our people against such actions and have brought the organizers and perpetrators to justice.
Bhutan's Prime Minister Sherin Tobgay has reiterated his country's firm support for comprehensive reform of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. He has advocated the inclusion of India and Japan as permanent members. The 12th World Para Athletics Championship 2025 has begun at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The 9-day championship will feature a total of 186 medal events. These include 101 for men, 84 for women, and one mixed event covering sprint finishes to endurance races. The championship will culminate on the 5th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.